My name is Sanu Zalek. I am a current graduate from Carleton University from Public Affairs Policy Management. I actually heard about this through a friend and my interest in my last years of school in diplomacy. I wanted to get more involved within my community. And the best way that I thought was through the BDA and their work. So, you know, starting off, I really thought this opportunity would really bring me to like-minded people, and it did. It gave me the opportunity to have discourse, conversation, and collaborate on very important issues regarding United Nations and African descent people throughout the world through justice, recognition. And these variables have really opened my eyes and really helped me realize that if we as Black people, if we can come together and unify in a one goal and one value, then the opportunities are endless for us. But the importance here, right, or something like the BDA, something like this global summit, right, is to understand that in unity, we have so much power, right? And in unity, we can change the whole, we're able to change layer by layer through policy, through collaboration, partnerships, right? This isn't just a government, civil society partnership. This is beyond, this is private sector. How can we create businesses for our people? How can we create businesses that's profitable and that's going to be going back to our community and developing ourselves through education, through culture, arts, very important thing for me, especially as I work currently right now as a media consultant. Something that's interesting is, you know, the direction of arts and culture within Africans. We have so much stories, right? But again, there's no one to help us tell it, right? So the arts and culture aspect of it interested me, right? And then now what I'm doing is I'm connecting the diplomatic world with the passion I have for arts and culture, right? And that, I think, is going to be a very slow, gradual realization for people, for Africans like me. I came from Ethiopia at the age of 9, right? Two different cultures, I won't lie, very difficult to adapt to this culture. But one thing I learned from my family, from people around me, is never, never give up who you are, right? Be grounded on who you are. Gain the knowledge and the skills and be able to go back home and implement this, right? And it's not easy. A lot of people, they get, you know, they come here, they get comfortable, they get stuck here, and it's not their fault, right? But for me, for example, this opportunity just really made me even more passionate about going back home. Made me even more want to really discover the nuance of the challenges back home. And so, you know, the BDA, thank you to the sponsors, everybody here at the Global Summit. It's going to be a propellant for other Black youth to join and make change within their community. It starts in the grassroots level, as it's talked about throughout today. Like, our community needs to know. There are so many opportunities for us, especially in the times of inclusivity and equity, right? This is our time, right? And so we have to be able to generate new skills, new partnerships within this time. So I say, we need to share information, right? And let go of our ego and really look at a more, team, like all of those verbs that create a strong bond within our own community so that we're able to further on partner with like-minded people.